tonight, and you know, talk about some highs, some lows, and things you guys can build off for next year.
All right, yeah, for sure.
Adam, can I just get you to start off with your name and title, please?
Adam Wallace, head coach.
Adam, you know, a lot of buzz coming into the year, 50th anniversary in Woodstock. Will this go down for you guys as a special season with all the things that happened on the ice and off the ice, celebrating 50 years in Woodstock?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the kids were looking forward to the 50th year with the new jerseys and going back to the navy blue. And I think it, too, you know, a lot of them looked up to the guys that they brought in, you know, on alumni night and getting to see all the great players that did play for the Navy Vets back in the day. You know, I think they did a good job at bringing everybody back and getting the community involved this year.
You know, Adam, you guys had a strong start and stumbled a little bit. Maybe you didn't finish where you wanted to in the standings. What were some of the high points of the season and maybe some of the low points for you?
You know, the high parts of it is, you know, putting some wins together there at the back half to make sure, you know, we did finish in the, you know, top six places. But, you know, the low parts are obviously, you know, the amount of injuries we had this year, suspensions and stuff like that. It was just very tough to kind of seem to get the ball rolling with never being able to have a full lineup except for the first three games of the year.
Adam, you know, you saw that potential when you did have the full lineup. What are you looking forward to for next year? Are you expecting to get a lot of these guys back for next year?
Yeah, you know, we're expecting big things next year. You know, we don't lose anybody to age this year. You know, the only guys that we'll be losing that are guys that move on to go play elsewhere, like Junior B and whatnot. But, you know, for the most part, everybody's coming back, and, you know, as a coaching staff, you know, we're very excited to have all these great kids back.
How important is it for you to have that kind of sustainability, or to have that, you know, when you have guys come back, they know the system, they know what you're trying to accomplish, right? How big is it for you to have that type of sustainability?
Oh, it's great because, you know, like going into next year, because all the kids already know the systems now, we can just keep building on it. You know, sure, you know, there might be a chance that we have some new faces and whatnot, but, you know, it's a lot easier to catch up two or three guys on systems than, you know, 17, 18 different guys, right?
You know, looking back on that first round series against Paris, obviously it didn't go the way you guys wanted. Can you talk a little bit about what happened there?
You know, it didn't go the way we wanted, but, you know, it was just a learning experience once again, you know, with a young group of kids, and just making sure that we're showing up for a full 60 minutes each night is one thing, you know, we got to set for next year.
Will those be some games that are marked on the calendar now? You know, obviously, you guys played a lot over the last couple of years.
Oh, for sure. You know, we're playing Paris every night. You know, we got that rivalry going with them now that, you know, we've played them 23 times in the last 2 years, whereas, you know, you're playing other teams, you're only playing them 10 times in 2 years. So we've got a lot of extra games against those guys. And, you know, I know our guys will be wanting to beat them next year for sure.
Adam, that's all the questions I had for you. Was there anything you'd like to add?
No, that's everything. I just want to thank you guys for covering us this year and, you know, doing your best at promoting us within the community.
Absolutely. And we look forward to doing that again next year.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.